With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Storms ripping through the northern part of Texas overnight and also through Oklahoma and through Arkansas. Lots of damage, 18 people dead. A one-time adversary is backing former President Trump in his run for the White House.
Former Republican Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley broke weeks of silence and announced that she'll be voting for Trump, even though she described him as unhinged during the Republican primaries. She announced her intention last week at the Hudson Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, and encouraged Trump to woo her supporters. Despite Haley's announcement, the Biden campaign said it would continue to court voters who backed the former GOP governor. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the Libertarian Party nominated a party activist, Chase Oliver, as their presidential nominee. They rejected Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he spoke at the party's convention. But the problem is, third parties have rarely been competitive in presidential elections, and the Libertarian candidate 4 years ago garnered just about 1% of the vote. Also at SRNNews.com, returning back to those storms that killed 18, the weather obliterated homes, destroyed a truck stop where drivers were taking shelter. U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bonnet in Fort Worth says the weather teams are still trying to assess damage.
We had a couple of long track supercells move across portions of North Texas yesterday evening into last night. So right now we have storm survey teams out trying to assess the damage.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands are still without power after 2 days. An evangelical seminary in Pasadena, California is considering revisions to its sexual standards, and that could mean more freedom for the LGBTQ plus students at Fuller Theological Seminary. This is SRN News. President Biden has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, "It's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. Mr. Trump won about 80% of white evangelical Christians' votes in 2016 and 2020, and he's maintained support from this group in the early primary contests this year. Experts say conservative Christians support the former president because elected Democrats or unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. This is SRN News. The use of diabetes and obesity medications soaring among teens and young adults.
New research shows that the number of 12 to 25-year-olds who use the medications, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, climbed from about 8,700 a month in 2020 to 60,000 a month in 2023. Overall, in 2023, nearly 31,000 children aged 12 to 17 and more than 162,000 people aged 18 to 25 received the drugs. The report in the journal JAMA. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe introduced the world's newest currency back in April with public rallies and commercial jingles. The ZIG is short for Zimbabwe gold. It's the African nation's sixth national currency in the last 15 years and the latest attempt to replace the Zimbabwe dollar, which had been battered by depreciation. News and details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.